Senate will please come to order. Clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin.
I do.
Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Farioli. George. George. Girard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Mondes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Verger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett.
Hey, Brian.
Winters. President Courtney.
Invocation today is by Mitchell Lamont, and he is from the Southwest Hills Baptist Church in Beaverton.
Thank you very much. Join me in prayer. Lord, we pause from what we expect to be a very busy day to reflect on you, and we humble ourselves before you. We ask for your wisdom, your guidance, and your power. We ask for discernment for these men and women who serve this great nation and this great state of Oregon. Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you for their commitment to the people. What a privilege it is to serve this great land. Thank you for the freedoms that we enjoy, for the grace and the mercy that you show each of us every day. We pray that you guide and direct the many decisions that will be made by this Senate. And Lord, these senators have been granted a great position of power and privilege by you, and I pray that with that power and privilege, they proclaim your message of hope to the people of Oregon. Lord, may this Senate be fiscally responsible, showing grace and compassion for those who are less fortunate. We think of our children, our future. Lord, may they grow up healthy and strong. We pray that laws will be passed to protect them, to educate them, to feed and shelter them. And Lord, in closing, again, we just thank you for the great state of Oregon. And may the decisions that are made in these chambers over the next few months and beyond be a blessing to millions as we have been blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Lamont Sanderson, leading us to pledge. And thank you, Senator Mitchell Lamont, for your invocation. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to you. Honorary pages, Connor Majid, the page for Senator Brzezinski, Ryan Barman, Rachel Jordan, guest and pages for Senator Devlin, Cole Hendren is the guest in the page for Senator Johnson. Under courtesies, I have a job saddle, Marshall Curry, sitting at my desk. He is a senior at Springfield High School. He does it all at Springfield, plays football, basketball, soccer. He's planning to try out for the 2012 U.S. Olympic ping pong team. I didn't know that we had a ping pong team, but he loves to snowboard. He plays the trombone in jazz and concert bands. He's not only the class president, student body president, does it all. He will either go to Willamette University and become a Bearcat, or he will become an Oregon Duck. In that regard, this is the University of Oregon Day at the Capitol. I'd like to welcome all the students here. I would like to welcome all the students here, as well as alums, professors, administrators, and friends of the University of Oregon to the Capitol today, as well as all the elected officials who consider themselves Ducks, went to the University of Oregon. It's a great day for the Ducks. We hope they have a great day in the Capitol. Like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to each and every one of the Ducks. Go Ducks. And I would ask the Sergeant of Arms to please ask that Senator Girard change his clothing. Recognize Senator Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I wanted to first thank one of our pages, as you already said, Connor, just to let people know that Connor's here from Fern Ridge Middle School. He's a sixth grader, and it's great to have another student coming up. We had two up yesterday. And also, I guess, as the senator from Duckland, I want to just make, let us say, not apologies, but just understanding that we have a lot of ducks flying around today. So every once in a while, they get excited. Their wings may be flapping. And so they will hopefully be recognized as those who are excited for education, making certain that we do, in fact, provide from K through higher ed the funding that's necessary for our youth to be able to be part of the Oregon promise, being able to work here and live here and be able to provide for themselves and their families. And I, too, want to thank all of the Duck supporters that are here and as the senator from Duckland, quack.
Senator Hass.
Mr. President, I'd like to extend official courtesies to Mitchell Lamont, who gave us that invocation this morning at the Southwest Hills Baptist Church in my district. Church has been involved in our community for more than three decades, and I'm proud to say that Mr. Lamont, his wife of 23 years, Kathy, make their home in Beaverton. It's worth noting his golf and bowling scores are about the same.
Senator Marsette.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to welcome all those law students and attorneys from the Oregon Law School, which is in my district, to the Capitol today.
Senator Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to welcome Andy Jordan here today. Her daughter is an honorary page with us this morning. And Andy used to work with me in Clackamas County. And go Ducks, go Beavers. Actually, I'm a graduate of Portland State.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. You've already acknowledged my page here today, Cole Hendren from Banks Junior High. He very capably carried in our colors this morning, but I would like to ask the whole Senate to extend courtesies to him on his special day here at the Capitol.
Thank you, Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, just a word of courtesy to our good friend and colleague, Senator David Nelson, who is resting comfortably and is under treatment at the Salem Hospital for his pulmonary embolism. He is undergoing some therapy, but he seems in great spirits. I visited him yesterday evening at the hospital, and colleagues, just keep a good thought in your hearts and minds for our good colleague and friend, Senator David Nelson. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Yes, I also had a chance to visit with him earlier in the day, and you're right, Senator Farrell. He seems to be okay. Seems to be positive and doing okay. His wife, Alice, as you may know, is a registered nurse. I did not know that until yesterday. So he's also got a lot of people, individuals taking care of him. Thank you, Senator Farrell, for that message. Any further courtesies at this time? Remonstrances? Recognize Senator Farrell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in concert with my good colleague and friend, Senator Devlin, we have agreed to caucus off the floor briefly.
Thank you. Yes, Senator Devlin, do you wish to state the specific time?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, we will go to caucus, be back by 10:45.
Thank you. All right. The Senate will stand at ease. No. Senate will be in recess until 10:45 by the back clock. Thank you.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici.
They should have been out here.
Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. George. Gerard. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Hannes Anderson. Hannes Anderson. Monroe. Monroe. Morissette. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Star. Star. Telfer. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. President Courtney.
He's here.
Hi.
You got no conflicts today.
I don't? Okay.
Nope. So, I do have some bills that people want you to maybe sign on to, but we can talk about those later.
So the hearing went all right this morning? A quorum is present. The Senate recessed following the order of remonstrances and will resume under the order of messages from the governor. It's so ordered.
To the Honorable President of the Senate, Senate of the Legislative Assembly, attached to the list of the governor's appointments to state boards and commissions subject to Senate confirmation in manner provided by ORS 171562 and ORS 171565. These appointments and reappointments are submitted for your consideration and will be effective on Senate confirmation. Sincerely, Ted Klongoski, Governor. Director of the Department of Revenue, Elizabeth Harchenko. Oregon Medical Board, Lisa Cornelius, Ramiro Gayton, Keith White. Oregon State Board of Nursing, Cheryl Cosgrove. Board of Directors of State Accident Insurance Fund Corporation, Catherine Travis, Rob Ben Cleave. State Board of Tax Practitioners, Tony Ellsworth, Dorothy Hudson.
Without objection, return to the order of courtesies. Recognize Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, above my shoulders in the gallery is a group of students and teachers from Long Creek High School. They're here today with Andrea Stiles. There's about 20, and they're from 9th to 12th grade. They're here on a visit to their state capital, and we would like to ask the President to extend courtesies of the Senate to the students and faculty and visitors from the city of Long Creek to the Capitol today.
Thanks, Senator Ferrioli. It's an honor and privilege that students from Long Creek are here in the back. Hope that you have a wonderful day in your state capital. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here. Hope you'll come back again. I hope you'll stay with us the whole day. So thank you for coming, and I'd like to extend the official courtesy of the Senate to each and every one of you. Thank you, Long Creek. Thank you very much. We'll now return to the regular order of business, and we advance to messages from the House, please.
Mr. President, may I have the Speaker inform the House has passed House Bills 2177, 2360, 2135, 2190, 5034, 5042, 2224, 2315, 2562, and adopted HDR 10.
Reports from conference committees, reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.551, committee report summary number 20 was distributed to members February 20th and 21st, and 21 was distributed today. This information recorded in the Journal of States report is so ordered. Reports from special committees, propositions, and motions.
actions on executive appointments that require Senate confirmation. Introduction to the first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Committee Resolution 6, Memoriam Byrne Cook, 1925-2008. Senate Bill 624, related to renewable energy. Senate Bill 628, related to residential property foreclosures, according to emergency. Senate Bill 629, related to noxious weed control, according to emergency. Senate Bill 630, related to disproportionality in child welfare foster case, according to emergency. Senate Bill 631, related to phosphate cleaning agents. Senate Bill 632, related to health care, according to emergency. Senate Bill 633, related to investments in public funds, according to emergency. Senate Bill 634, related to priority of land for inclusion within urban growth boundary. Senate Bill 635, related to financing of transportation projects, appropriate money, according to emergency.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading, second minutes.
Senate Joint Memorial 5, urging Congress to enact legislation creating an Office of National Nurse. Senate Bill 9, related to mandatory health insurance coverage for treatment of inborn errors, metabolism, according to emergency. Senate Bill 40, related to surplus revenue refunds. Senate Bill 140, related to real estate licensees. Senate Bill 188, related to penalties imposed for violations of food safety laws. Senate Bill 205, related to construction contractors. Senate Bill 328, related to unlawful collection practices. Senate Bill 395, related to personal property tax delinquency warrants, prescribing effective date.
Pass the calendar. Second reading of Senate measures. Clerk will read the bill. What happened? Second reading of Senate measures. Pass to the calendar. Third reading of the Senate measure. The clerk will please read the bill. This is the third reading of the Senate measures.
Senate Bill 155, related to Chief Medical Officers of State Institutions, according to emergency.
Recognize Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. Senate Bill 155 allows State Hospital Blue Mountain Recovery Center or Eastern Oregon Training Center to contract or appoint a chief medical officer who may be employed by or receive compensation from outside sources concurrent with their appointment. Colleagues, this is pointed more directly at Blue Mountain Recovery Center and Eastern Oregon Training Center than the State Hospital. Obviously, this would just be a way for us to have qualified medical personnel in these facilities by allowing them to add to their income and make it an attractive position. I urge and I vote.
Thank you. Discussion? Question now, right around third reading, final passage, SB 155. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Star. Star. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Bonds Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum. Schrader. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morse. Nelson. Verger. 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 155, that keeps constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 160, related to HIV testing for individuals and state institutions, according to emergency.
Recognize Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 160 comes from the Senate Committee on Health Care and Veterans Affairs with a due pass recommendation. This bill applies only to state institutions, and those being the Blue Mountain Recovery Center, Eastern Oregon Training Center, and the Oregon State Hospital. What the bill does in simple terms is it allows the DHS to prescribe by rule a procedure whereby an individual incapable of providing informed consent for an HIV test may be tested. This is important for the patient because if they're found to be HIV positive, they can be treated with life-saving treatment. It's important for the staff so that they know how to deal with a patient who has HIV so infection doesn't occur. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Discussion? Question now arises about third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 160. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick.
Justin or Burdick?
Got a verdict? You're saying yes.
Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przanski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morse, Nelson, Berger. 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 160, I've received a constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 165, Women and Health Program Services.
I recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 165 will allow the Department of Human Services to directly operate local community developmental disabilities programs on a permanent basis if a county relinquishes its contract to provide these services. As you know, some of our counties are having deep economic tough times and are not able to deliver some of the services that they are ordinarily supposed to do. Typically, these programs are directly run by county government or on a subcontracted by the county, and it's important to note that this bill does not change the county's right of first refusal. These services provide administration over a number of Medicaid programs, including eligibility determination for developmental disabilities, case management, authorization of 24-hour services or support services, plan of care development and monitoring and provider development and contracting. Current statute allows the department to directly operate these services only on a temporary basis should the county relinquish the contract. And Senate Bill 165 would allow the department to manage these services when a county gives their services back. If the statute does not change, then the department will continue to have only temporary authority to operate these services. It's not really uncommon to relinquish this contract. Over the past 7 years, four counties have stopped contracting with the state for these services: Coos, Josephine, Harney, and Lake. Reasons for county terminations have varied from economics to contract performance. In Coos County, the state was the provider for several years until a qualified provider could be developed to manage the services. The state now directly is contracting with two private agencies to manage these four counties' services. A fifth county, Umatilla, is in the process of returning the services to the state. And at this time, the department's Officer of Developmental Disabilities is prepared to operate these programs directly due to the complexities of the issues. This change in statute is going to allow the department to directly and continually operate these much-needed services. I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Myers. Answer discussion. Question now rise upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 165. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin.
So Devlin.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przanski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Starr. Telfer. Telfer. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morse. Nelson. Berger. 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 165, I received a constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 186, going to Agriculture Development Division.
Recognize Senator George.
Thank you, Mr. President. To the bill, the Oregon Department of Agriculture's Development and Marketing Division promotes Oregon agricultural products by developing and expanding world markets for Oregon agriculture products, as well as working to expand existing and recruiting new agriculture-related businesses to the state. As a food processor myself, I'll let you know that department has been very good about developing these markets and giving expertise. Senate Bill 186 extends the division's authority beyond commodities to production and processing of value-added agriculture. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion? Question now rises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 186. Those in favor of the bill to pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters.
Senator Winters.
Atkinson.
Yes.
Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Hass. Excused. Morse. Nelson. Berger. 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 186, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator Larry George, what purpose do you rise?
I need to declare a conflict of interest on Senate Bill 186.
Is there any objection to allowing Senator George to enter his potential conflict of interest? I see no objection. Please note, please, would you please tell us what your potential conflict of interest is?
I own a food processing company, and my company works with it closely with the Department of Agriculture, and there may be times where this bill specifically affects my company. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator George. Senator George's potential conflict of interest has been noted for the record on Senate Bill 186. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 251, related to restricted weapons.
Recognize Senator Boquist, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 251 comes from your Senate Judiciary Committee. No revenue impact, minimal fiscal impact, and a due pass. The bill modifies the crime of felony in possession of a restricted weapon to include a taser. Good bill, should pass.
Recognize Senator Burdick, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question of the carrier.
Would the carrier yield?
Delighted, Mr. President.
The carrier will yield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Was there any discussion in committee of absolutely banning these weapons, as eight other states have done?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good Senator. We did, in fact, hear testimony, and testimony was presented in regards to the eight other states who have outright banned the use of the taser. It was not in the bill, though, in the amendments that we discussed, Madam Senator.
Another question, Mr. President.
Would the carrier yield?
Delighted, Mr. President.
The carrier will yield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are background checks required for the purchase of tasers as they are for other for firearms?
Mr. President, Madam Senator, to my knowledge, no, they are not.
Thank you, Mr. President. To the bill.
To the bill.
This is a good bill for as far as it goes, colleagues, but these tasers are really dangerous weapons that the testimony that I'm reading here from the Chiefs of Police Association indicate that it's becoming a growing problem where citizens with tasers are using them against police officers, which prevents the police officer from using their methods of force. It's a police officer safety issue, but it's also an issue of safety between citizens. We all remember the terrible case of Ryan Whitman, an Albany native who repeatedly used a high-voltage stun gun on his 18-month-old son.
And according to the prosecutor in that case, this stun gun or taser delivered 30,000 volts during testing. Now, this bill is a good one for as far as it goes, but I might note that it does nothing to limit possession of one of these very dangerous weapons by people who are convicted of misdemeanors. And that includes domestic violence assaults. It includes other forms of assault that fall short of a felony. So this is a good start, colleagues, but I would hope to see legislation in the future hopefully banning these things by private use, and but at least requiring a background check as we do for other dangerous weapons. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Burdick. Further discussion? Senator Boquist, do you wish to close? He does not. Question authorized upon third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 251. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Bonas Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morse, Nelson, Verger, 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 251, having received a constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 288, willing representation of individual with mental illness committed to custody of the Department of Human Services.
Recognized. Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 288 comes from the Committee on Health Care and Veterans Affairs. What this bill does is it authorizes an individual with mental illness who is committed to the Department of Human Services to be represented by special persons in contested cases, to include the right to be free from potentially unusual and hazardous treatment. What this bill does, it extends the assistance to individuals in contested cases such as convulsive therapy, which means shock treatment. This is a good bill. It passed unanimously out of committee, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Morissette. Is there further discussion? Question on rise on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 288. Those opinion bills are passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Carter.
Senator Carter? Yes, okay.
Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Bonas Anderson. Bonas Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morse. Nelson. Berger. 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 288, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 428, ruling members of the State Board of Education.
Recognize Senator Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 428 comes to you from your Committee on Education and General Government. It puts the Secretary of State and the State Treasurer as non-voting members of the Board of Education. In these days in which we're talking a lot about financial literacy and improving that in our state and with our children, and also civics and involving in the electoral process, we think it's a really excellent idea to have those voices at the table, even as non-voting members, to show that state government really is not only coordinated but concerned about issues like civics and financial literacy in our education system. And putting those voices on the Board of Education, we believe, will help send that message and hopefully also help devise those curricular discussions that take place from year to year to see that those are incorporated into the curriculum of our children, at least having that voice heard. And I would urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I rise in opposition to the bill, and the reason is that virtually every meeting that they would attend, the Secretary of State and the State Treasurer, are public meetings. Any person may attend. Any person may witness these meetings. Any person may be asked for testimony as needed by the board. Adding them to the as ex officio members to the State Board of Education is sending a message that I think is absolutely unnecessary. If the State Treasurer and the State and the Secretary of State are unconcerned or uninterested in education in the state of Oregon, that would be the first I've heard of it. So, Mr. President, I would say this bill reminds me greatly of some of the bills that we used to entertain while Senator Duncan was a member. They are Duncan-esque. This is a Duncan-esque bill. It does nothing, costs nothing. If you want to send a message, Western Union's just around the corner, Senator. I would say this is a no vote, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Senator Metzger, you wish to close. Question now rises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 428. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson.
No.
Bates.
Yes.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
No.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Farioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Haas. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger. Walker.
No.
Whitsett. Winters. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morse, Nelson, Berger. Voting no. Atkinson, Boquist, Farioli, Gerard, Walker, Whitsett, Winters. 20 ayes.
Senate Bill 428, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 19, related minors.
Recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 19 comes from the Senate Committee on Human Services and Rural Health Policy. This is a bill that allows a minor 15 years age vendor, 15 years of age or older, to consent to diagnosis treatment by an optometrist without parental consent or of a guardian or of the minor. This is not a scope of practice bill. That the representative from the ophthalmologist was there told me at the very beginning of the hearing that they were only concerned with scope of practice. They didn't have other concerns. The two hearings that we had, the representative from the ophthalmologist did not speak. The bill passed unanimously out of our committee. There are other services provided to minors without parental consent. This is a minor issue. So I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? First, now rise upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 19. Those opinion bills pass. Say ayes. Names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
No.
Burdick.
No.
Carter.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Farioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters?
No.
President Courtney?
Yes.
Atkinson?
Carter switches to no.
Excused. Morse, Nelson, Berger. Voting no, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Metzger, Schrader, Starr, Whitsett, Winters. 19 ayes.
Senate Bill 19, having received a constant majority, is declared passed. First reading of the House measures, please.
House Joint Resolution 10, according to March 2009, American Legion Month. House Bill 5034, relating to State Financial Administration, according to emergency. House Bill 5042, relating to State Financial Administration, according to emergency. House Bill 2135, relating to residential rental property smoking policies. House Bill 2177, relating to assets received by Department of Veterans Affairs, according to emergency. House Bill 2190, relating to valuations and motor vehicle liability insurance. House Bill 2224, relating to criminal records checks. House Bill 2315, relating to records in possession of Department of Public Safety Standards Training.
Can I get a vote?
House Bill 2360, relating to trust. House Bill 2562, relating to vehicle size limits, according to emergency.
These are transferred to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures.
House Bill 2436, relating to public programs for housing, prescribing effective date, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by 3/5 majority.
This is passed to the calendar. We're now in the third reading of House measures. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5015, relating to State Financial Administration, Property Money, Coin Emergency.
Recognize Senator Jackie Winters.
President, Mr. President, House Bill 5015 disappropriates $4.3 million general fund dollars from five legislative branch agencies for the 2007-09 biennium. The reduction is equal to 5% of the total general fund appropriated to the branch for the entire biennium. The agencies and amount reduced are Legislative Assembly, $2,704,114. Legislative Administration, $826,991. Legislative Council, $428,108. Legislative Fiscal Office, $297,000. Legislative Revenue Office, $49,902. Mr. President, legislative leadership testified on the bill and expressed their desire to make reductions to the legislative branch before the rest of state agencies. They also announced a pay freeze for legislative staff and members, as well as the elimination of out-of-state travel and all overnight in-state travel by legislative employees in preparation for further potential reductions. Your Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5015.
Thank you, Senator Winters. Recognize Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President, to the measure. You know, it frustrates me, colleagues, greatly that over my time of service in the legislature, we continue to shortchange the Legislative Assembly as far as the resources we allocate to us to do our job. In the time I have been here, we continue to shortchange the legislature, yet the executive branch has grown exponentially. And we do not have a balance in the political process in the state of Oregon. Our legislative fiscal office has to rely too much on reports from DAS and BAM because they do not have the manpower to do all the work themselves. And that's just one example. I find it frustrating, Mr. President, that we are taking this cut, which is symbolic more than anything, because it doesn't really go very far to solving any real problems. And so we are doing this symbolic cut to say us first. And yet I have not seen anything of the similar scope coming from the executive branch. What I have seen from the executive branch is symbolic, to the nth degree, solving nothing. I don't understand why we are the first at the table when we are the poor stepchild to start with. Colleagues, no out-of-state travel. You know, we've restricted ourselves to the point now where we can't even go have meetings with legislators from other states to discuss issues we have in common. Okay? We have restricted ourselves so much, not only in this, but in our ethics reform, that we are hamstrung as a body to do the work we should be doing in a deliberative manner. You know, I voted against ethics reform last session because what we did, in my opinion, made absolutely no sense. Now, I'm going to vote against this bill, and we'll say, you know, you can say what you want, that we aren't stepping up to the plate. Colleagues, we have already stepped up to the plate. I'm tired of making symbolic gestures, and I'm tired of the Legislative Assembly getting the short end of the stick.
Thank you, Senator Cruz. Further discussion? Senator, what did you wish to close?
Only to say, Mr. President, difficult times require difficult decisions, and leadership is also required. $4.3 million from a legislative budget is a tremendous amount of money in this short period of time. And this is a good bill. The legislature, legislatively, we're supposed to provide some leadership in this building, and this is our way of demonstrating that we, too, need to put some skin in this game.
Question rises, Madam Clerk, reading the final passage of House Bill 5015. Those in opinion of the bill shall pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Bonamici. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Farioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Hass.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
No.
Metzger.
Aye.
Montez Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger. Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morse. Nelson. Berger. Voting no. Atkinson. Cruz. 25 ayes.
House Bill 5015, having received a constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2202, with an unemployment insurance hearings.
Recognize Senator Brzozinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this bill came out of the Commerce and Workforce Development on a 5-0 vote. What House Bill 2202 is going to do is actually get us in compliance, where we may be out of compliance with federal law, allowing for those cases that are going before an administrative law judge as it pertains to unemployment issues, where a person has failed to appear at the time and having the ability to actually have the case reopened. And there is criteria set forth in House Bill 2202 for allowing that to occur. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Question all right, upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2202. Are those opinion bills passed? Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Dingfelder.
Senator Dingfelder.
Farioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morse, Nelson, Verger, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2202, I have received a constitutional majority declared passed. Clerk, read the bill.
House Bill 2284, related to correction of erroneous material in Oregon law.
Recognize Senator Jackie Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, here's an exciting bill for you. House Bill 2284 is a simple but necessary bill correcting unintended, non-technical errors in the Oregon revised statute. This bill comes to you from our very own legislative council with the unanimous support of the Senate Judiciary. Among other changes, this bill roughly corrects two states are inserted 3 endorsements are corrected, 7 landscapings are improved, 9 paragraphs are reset, 10 shells are eliminated, and the Bill's witch hunt found 12 instances. Nearly all of us have seen some version of this bill in past sessions, and this bill is consistent with the correction bills of these past sessions, and I ask all of you to read every page of this bill and to support the session's corrections. Please vote aye on House Bill 2284.
Thank you. Further discussion? Senator Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question to the carrier.
Would the carrier yield?
Do I have to?
You do not. You do not.
I'm thinking.
Please hurry up.
I will yield.
She will.
Senator, I'm looking at page 42. It's on line 1 and 2, as well as on line 40. There's a change in the Lane Regional Air Pollution Authority to the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. What are they protecting if they're not taking care of pollution at El Rapa?
Thank you for that excellent question, the good senator from Lane and Douglas counties. I do believe they're protecting the very air that you breathe in Lane and Douglas counties. Ambient air.
Asking.
Further discussion? Do you wish to close?
No.
Question now rises on third reading and final passage at 2284. Those opinion, the bill shall pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Ferger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, Morse, Nelson, Berger, 26 ayes.
The House Bill 2284, having received a constant majority, is cleared pass. Senators, we're making good progress. If we continue this, we'll not meet Friday. We'll not meet Friday, so we're doing real good here. All right, clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2298, William Doney to leave.
Recognize Senator Chris Telfer.
Thank you. And colleagues, and to be brief so we don't have session on Friday. In July, 3,000 of our fellow Oregonians who serve in the National Guard are being deployed. House Bill 2298 will help these families with the economic challenges they face when a spouse loses their income of a family wage job to military pay. House Bill 2298 increases the maximum amount of donated leave a qualified employee can receive from their base salary to the employee's total compensation. This bill comes by way of the Committee on Commerce and Workforce Development with a unanimous due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Telfer. Discussion of the measure. Question to rise upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2298. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Carter. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morissette.
What's going on? What?
Morris. Nelson. Brzezinski. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr. Telfer.
Aye.
Verger. Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett. Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Yes.
Bates. Bates.
Bates. Sir Bates. Keep going.
Bonamici. Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick. Burdick.
Senator Burdick. Go on.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Burdick. Excused. Carter. Morris. Nelson. Verger. Voting no. Farioli.
No. Farioli, if it changes to yes.
I'm sorry. Voting yes. 26 ayes.
House Bill 2298, having received constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2312, written recognition of business entities formed by tribal governments, declaring emergency.
Recognize Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. HB 2312 comes from your Committee on Judiciary with a unanimous due pass. No revenue impact, no fiscal impact, and adopts consistent language of definitions for foreign business entities to ensure they include the American Indian Tribes. Good bill should pass.
Thank you, Senator, for the discussion. Question on rise upon third reading final passage. House Bill 2312. When those opinion bills pass, say aye. This opposed, no. Clerk will call the roll.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dinkfelder. Farioli.
Aye.
George. George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Hass.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger. Metzger.
Senator Metzger, he did.
Lonis Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morris. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader. Schrader.
Senator Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Verger. Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Senator Winters.
Atkinson.
Yes.
Bates. Bonamici. Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick. Burdick.
Senator Burdick.
Aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, Morris, Nelson, Verger. 26 ayes.
House Bill 2312, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2321, related to primary corrections.
Recognize Senator Przonski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this bill came out of Judiciary on a 5-0 vote. What this actually does, it corrects an oversight from 1995. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Przonski. Is there further discussion? question now rise upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2321. Those opinion bills to pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk will please call the roll.
Dinkfelder. Farioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mondes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, Morse, Nelson, Verger. Voting no. Cruz. 25 ayes.
Sheesh. House Bill 2321, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2323, related to property offenses.
Recognize Senator Doug Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate House Bill 2323 was filed at the request of the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association, passed out of the House 53-6 with one absentee, passed out of Senate Judiciary with unanimous consent. There was no fiscal impact, no revenue impact. The value determining the threshold for theft and related crimes was updated in 1993. House Bill 2323 seeks to increase those thresholds to match with inflation. This bill also eliminates the lower threshold placed on the offense theft by receiving. House Bill 2323 is supported by both the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association and the Oregon District Attorneys Association. Mr. President, I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Whitson. Discussion. Question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2323. Those of the opinion bill shall pass. Say aye. As the names are called, those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morris. Nelson. Przonski. Przonski.
Przonski.
Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter. Morse. Nelson. Berger. Voting no. Atkinson. George. Gerard. Cruz. Whitsett.
No, not Whitsett.
22 ayes.
House Bill 2323, having received a constitutional majority, declared pass. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2357, reading disclaimers.
Senator Bonamici will take us home.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2357 comes to us from the Judiciary Committee unanimously. It is a bill of the Oregon State Bar Estate Planning Section, and it addresses a situation that arises if there is no will and property is disclaimed by an heir. This bill clarifies that the property passes as if the person who is disclaiming the property had actually died before the decedent, making Oregon law consistent with the Uniform Disclaimer of Property Interests Act. I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Bonamici. Discussion of the measure. Question now rises upon a third reading and final passage of House Bill 2357. Those of the opinion bill shall pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Hass.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette. Morse, Nelson, Przonski. Przonski.
Senator Przonski.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger. Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Senator Atkinson.
Yeah.
Bates. Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter. Morse. Nelson. Verger. 26 ayes.
House Bill 2357. Having received the constitutional majority, declared passed. We will not have a floor session on Friday. We will not have a floor session on Friday. No floor session on Friday. Other business, Senate. In accordance with SR 8.403, committee referral list number 49 and 50 were distributed to the members February 24th. The referrals will be recorded in the Journal and State Report, so ordered. Announcements. Any announcements? Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. The Floyd McMullen Fire Brigade will be meeting today at 2 o'clock. There will also be a world movie premiere on the Senate floor today at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. I believe you have distributed something to that effect. Thank you. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. Senate Democrats, get your lunch and meet in the caucus room at 11:55.
Thank you. Senator Ferrioli has no announcements. If there are no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 tomorrow, Thursday, February 26th. The Senate is adjourned.